The Irish Times, election 2011, the results.
While it's still early days, not one count has been announced formally, but it's clear that this is going to be a very good day for Fine Gael. Joining us on the line is Tom Curran, the party's general secretary. Tom, the best result for the party in a generation.
We're absolutely thrilled. It's a historic day for the party. We haven't won a general election since 1982, and it's great to see a lot of hard work by the party since 2002 now come to fruition. It's clear, I mean, all the indications are Fine Gael are not going to have an overall majority. You know, I mean, I remember a time not so long ago when Fine Gael was 18% in opinion polls. To come in on exit poll is at 36%, where we've doubled in about 2.5 years, is tremendous for us and for all our supporters and candidates. It looks like it's hard to know what the final configuration is going to be. I think myself we're going to be somewhere between 72 and 75 seats. It really just depends on how things pan out. It looks like we're going to have 2 seats in Dunleary, 2 seats in Dublin South East. And, in some of the rural constituencies, the question, can we win a third in Cavan-Monaghan or will Sinn Féin win it? And it's unthinkable for people that Leashoffaly, the home of the Taoiseach, will only probably now return maybe 1 Fianna Fáil seat, only the most 2. So, I mean, it's a catastrophe for Fianna Fáil. We have operated in a lot of our constituencies. We've run 104 candidates, so it's a lot of candidates. We worked very hard in vote management. Now, anybody will tell you vote management is much easier to do when you have enough votes. It's very difficult to do when you don't have the votes. And on this occasion, we had the votes. It was somewhat easier, but we did the job very well. I mean, what I think the interesting thing about this election, and people haven't alluded to it very much, in 29 constituencies, effectively, Fianna Fáil have run too many candidates. And, you know, there we, for the first time ever, we're going to be faced in a situation where Fianna Fáil are going to end up with no seats, with nobody to transfer, and there is no historical memory of how the Fianna Fáil transfers are going to go or where they're going to go. I believe myself that they will probably go more to Fine Gael than to any other party, and there will probably be a seat bonus for us as a result, you know, for the final seat in a number of constituencies. But some of that is too early to say.
And how do you read the the very large independent vote? And obviously many of their transfers are going to be very important in deciding where the final seat goes. How do you think those will break
down? We talk about them, and it looks like they're going to have a very strong vote. I mean, the independent group, it's not a group. It's not a homogeneous entity. It's a very disparate group. They're coming, some are issue-based, some are ideological, and they're coming from both left and right, and some are just specific to a number of issues. So I think that there is no evidence in the past that independents transfer to other independents, and there are a number of them independents. They are actually people who didn't fail to get nominations from their own parties and have run independent. And that goes right across the board from Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Labour Party. You know, there are people who weren't selected and have now decided to run independent. So a lot of those votes will go back to the party. Some of the people concerned, I think certainly in Kerry South, will win a seat. So party strategists will be kicking themselves saying, well, why didn't we opt for A or B rather than the person we settled on?
Tom, I think it's generally accepted that Fine Gael definitely ran the best campaign and that they reaped a dividend in that their poll ratings rose over the course of the campaign. Would you say, I think you'd probably agree with that point, that it was the best campaign, but why do you think you performed better than the other parties, Labour and Fianna Fáil in particular?
We had a simple message. We knew what our message was. It was a positive message. It was saying, look, and I don't want to, I mean, a lot of people, it's now part of the common lexicon. We have a 5-point plan and we want to get Ireland working, and that became part of the chatter of people, and we got our message through. We simplified it and we tried to explain it to people, and we try to contrast our sort of strategy with the strategy of other parties. And I would say in all election campaigns, it's about your message. It's about having a simple message. This time, policies and the policy positions of parties seem to be what mattered. And we stood up to the mark on this occasion.
Tom Curran, thanks very much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you very much.